This is CliffCentral.com.
What's good, baby?
What's up, y'all? We back. It's Friday, and it's the Millennial Gen Show. Wait a minute.
Where we at?
We at Cliff Central, y'all. We are in the headquarters in Rivonia, Western Road. If you guys want to check us out, come say hello. Feel free. But y'all, obviously, because it's Friday, we have so much heat for y'all. Because that's all we do.
Guys,
we
the internet dropped a new album.
Damn straight.
What? We got the boys in studio for, you know.
Yeah, hey, today.
A bit of banter.
Today we have something special for y'all. We have
our lady guest as well. Yes. You know, our favorite.
The lady hostess.
Alright, so why don't we start by introducing our guests, actually. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? How about we take it away with brother man over there? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Alright, I go by the name of Sibs.
What up, player?
Dog, I'm chilling.
You good?
I'm easy. How are you?
I'm
a language consultant, so I'm just teaching a few Chinese students English, so that's what I'm up to right now. Also, trying to start a YouTube channel. So that's what I'm up to. Basically.
Okay, wait. Let's rewind a bit.
Let's rewind.
Tell me a bit more about this language consultant thing. Because I'm a little curious about how that goes.
What
you
it do?
What does a language consultant do exactly?
Dog, you know, you're just teaching English to Chinese people.
So is it only Chinese people?
It's Chinese people. What's the other country?
Taiwanese people.
Those are the two countries that we teach. So it's just them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So it's just Asian people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is that like? Is it like fulfilling or is it like?
It can get frustrating.
I'm sure.
It can get very frustrating. But I mean, like, it's chilled essentially. But the lower levels, you get really frustrated with them because, you know, you're there for 45 minutes trying to teach, like, 3 words or 12 words, for instance, and you're just repeating words for 45 minutes. So that can get a little frustrating, mundane, gets a little boring, repetitive. But the higher up levels, you also get to learn a few things. So, like, you might meet a business person, something, and then you just have a normal conversation. The younger students, like, that are in varsity and stuff, those are the, like, fun lessons, because they just like, yo, let's bash this lesson in, like, 10 minutes, then let's just have a conversation. So that's pretty chill.
That's pretty cool. I think the company that you do that for owes you some money for advertising, because I haven't heard anyone in my life. I agree.
They really should be paying up, dog. They really should, dog. I need a higher position from here onwards.
All right. Okay, on to our next guest. What's your name, brother?
My name's Ayanda. All
right. What do you do, Ayanda?
Dude, just trying to get this degree. Currently, right now, I'm still at UJ, you know, studying accounting. Before you ask, yes, it's terrible. Just trying to, you know, get this degree and see where it goes.
Okay. Yeah, dude, accounting.
Yeah, could never be me.
It was never as bad as you think it is.
we can even miss that whole conversation.
Because it can get confusing.
Yo, dog, it's just, I don't want to speak about accounting. I don't think our listeners want to speak about accounting.
I don't think so either.
I don't want to speak about accounting.
you were saying that you want to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What do you want to do on this YouTube
channel? So, like, basically, it's about me and just being curious about things. So, like, ever since I came to Joburg, there's a whole bunch of things that I didn't think I was interested in that all of a sudden I was interested in, like fashion, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the people that I'm hanging around, all of a sudden they're building their fashion empires and stuff. So that became an interest for me. That became something that I wanted to look into. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily things that I know a lot about, but just things that I've been introduced to that I'm starting to like get traction with. So like with the whole fashion thing, I just want to know people's perspectives with the whole thing. So like I want to interview people that are like artists and be like, yo, what's fashion mean to you? Some dropouts, like people that are just fashion forward, for instance, and just see what their take is on fashion. And then in the same aspects, I want to try and like build my fashion portfolio, if you will. That's one of the first things that I want to do, like my journey with fashion while I learn from other people.
Yeah, so like a platform.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
I like the way you explained that.
Yeah, that was pretty
like
cool.
You know, you start, the boys are looking at them. They're going wild.
They're proud. They're proud of me right now. They're proud.
That deserves to.
Nah, it really does. I appreciate that.
Right, so what's your YouTube channel going to be called?
Curiosity.
Curiosity. I think there might already be one.
Yeah, really? And I just might steal that before you.
Oh no. So
so that means you gotta get that
I revealed
done
a bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I can still go to the drawing board about this. As long as the idea is still around.
As long as the concept
is
strong.
Yeah, dog. Like,
I mean, dude, no one can live your life. No one can tell your story.
Type
so
thing. You know
it
what
hasn't
mean?
Been done before.
Exactly. Exactly.
Swag.
Nah, but I fuck with that.
That's pretty cool, you know? Dog. I don't, like, I mean, hit us up, dog. We like to do
gotcha,
these things,
gotcha
too.
Once we're up and running, ha. We might.
Back.
I might be here filming
gonna be
an
back,
episode.
Guys.
I'm going to be back. Definitely.
Oh, wait, I like that, man.
Without a doubt.
I mean, I also want to start a YouTube channel because I'm funny as shit, man.
That's
I just
want to
start a YouTube channel.
We've had discussions about
we've
this.
Had discussions. Like, I just... It's like, it's that time. We all live our lives in such a hilarious way that it should be put in camera. You
I
know
was
I mean?
Actually out for the day the other day and we were vlogging.
Ooh.
We were vlogging.
We were vlogging.
You're like, uncomfortable. Like, I'd feel very awkward just
it's
walking
awkward,
around
yeah.
with the camera.
Nah,
yeah,
it's, not like
yeah
like
it's really not that bad.
It's really not that bad.
No.
That's what were you guys vlogging about?
Our day.
Yeah.
None of your business.
Okay. I wish.
I'm joking. No, we just had a young interview.
Shots fired. All right. Yes, you had a young interview.
He interviewed me.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Give me the lowdown of what happens here.
I see.
Then we did a little shopping.
Oh, a little alone time. Okay, Ajay. Well, shut up, my man.
In my most comfortable place, you know? Whilst I'm shopping.
Obviously, man.
And the rest you'll have to see on my vlog.
Okay, that's a good play. Why don't
you I really vlog? Wasn't in this girl's vlog. Like, she's just trying to use me as clout.
But that was very well played. I can't lie. All right, guys. So, as you know, we have this thing about like a monthly narrative where we like to talk about things that matter.
Yes.
Or rather, we want to get the dialogue going on things that matter.
Deep
so
stuff.
I've informed all of you guys prior to this that this month we are talking about the best and the worst things about South Africa with emphasis on the best. Remember, this conversation is supposed to be a progressive one.
Yeah.
Cool. You don't say some shit unless you have some kind of a solution to it. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's looking at me.
No,
so personal.
Let's start off with you then.
Okay. But I mean, I've answered this question like 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
actually, no one wants to hear from me anyway.
Okay.
What are we saying? What are we saying, dog?
Best things about South Africa right now, especially as like a youth.
Yeah.
There's like this. There was this whole narrative of like you have to go to school, you have to do this, whatever. And like what I've seen is people aren't afraid to like do the shit that they're interested in. Right
yeah.
Now. Like. Especially young people are, and we might not have it right because there's a bit of education that's missing because people just drop out and then like think 2 weeks time I'm gonna have that deal, 2 weeks time I'm gonna have my 10,000 subscribers. But as you can see, there's many YouTube channels that are coming out. That's people just doing what they want to do instead of like ish. I said I must do accounting. Now it's shaking. Or you're doing law and you definitely first year for 3 years. You tired. Like things are just going west for you. So like in that aspect, I think it's good that like we're taking a whole bunch of notes from overseas. Like we see a whole bunch of like young people just doing what they want to do, starting labels, starting clothing companies, and we just learning from that and having our little South African twist on it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we've had quite a few artists on here who, like, they're independent artists. They realize they don't need the big man to do it. They can be the big man.
Yeah, you know, be the big
man. I agree with that. Well done. Big ups to you.
Congrats. Got you.
Congrats. I actually wanted to get another horn that makes like a farting sound for if your answers suck, but I didn't have enough time to download.
I'm glad I came.
So we're just skipping. We're just gonna skip the bad part of South Africa then, because like that was such a good answer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a pretty good answer.
Got a tear in my eye.
For real?
No.
Damn it!
Now we're moving on to Mr. Accounting. What you saying, dog?
Man, I think there's a lot of talented young youth right now, and things like Cliff Central, we also have like a platform to show off our talents, and I think it's great. I really, really think it's great. What can I just speak on the bad though?
Yeah,
I think that it should be just like influenced by the Western, but not copying. Mm. Yeah. That's what I particularly don't enjoy.
Sheeping.
If you look at television right now, Bachelor South Africa, Take Me Out South Africa.
Oh my gosh.
Real Housewives of Johannesburg. Like, it's just everything is copied. Just copied. Yeah. And there's so much talent right here that we could, you know, we could create our own stuff. So I think just we need to focus on the talent of like the youth, and I think it's a great thing. I think
that's that's cool. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I think there's a fine line between copying and being inspired by. I mean, obviously, like the stuff that's that you mentioned.
That's why I said influence. There's a difference between influence and copying.
I think exactly. what we need to do is take the good. We take that good and we make it our own.
Exactly.
You know? So like they're doing recycling. Okay. Nigga, like, we didn't have the problem until you motherfuckers came here anyway.
But I mean, with like stuff like your project One Ways and some of the other, like The Bachelor and that stuff, I don't really enjoy the shows that much, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a part of it that's not bad because it's creating jobs, you know, because like a lot of those things, they patent the idea, they trademark it, so you can't just copy it. You have to franchise in essence. But that's still like, it's still creating jobs. It's still giving people the opportunity to be on TV shows like that. So like I agree with you because I think all of that television is just trash. but at the same time, like it kind of serves a purpose, a small purpose. But like it contributes to the whole, things just leaving South Africa, like it just not like less originality, let's say. I agree. That's dope. How about you, Adi?
The good or the bad?
Both.
Take it away.
Let me start with the bad. All right. I feel like the bad is it's like such an untrusting place. Like we don't trust people like here. And that fucks with me a lot.
But with reason, though.
Yeah.
Nah, there's reason, but like at the same time, you can't build a community if you don't have trust.
True.
You know? Like, how are you supposed to build a place where everyone respects each other if no one trusts anyone? You know? Like, take Japan, for example.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen the way that those guys live their lives?
Can't say I have.
Dog. Like, I've been doing research on that place, and it's just incredible. Like, the amount of order, people respect each other there. It's like, it's just a wonderful place because there's that trust in each other and that respect for each other. And I feel like that's what we lack here in abundance. Like, people don't respect one another. People are selfish here. But in terms of the good, like, I feel like South Africa, even as an African nation, but like even in terms with like the worldview, we're actually very advanced in terms of, okay, like it's the first world part of the country, but in that sense, like in our medicine and our creativity and just our general knowledge, we're very advanced as a nation. And I fucks with it hard. Like, if you check the people that are doing bits overseas, like Percy Tau today just signed for Brighton Hove in the UK.
That's
big news, bruh. Yeah. That's like big news. Like Elon Musk, South African, tearing shit up.
Yeah, true.
Like people like underestimate the amount of talent and guile that we've got down here.
But I think what we should try to do is harness this and just put it out there
and keep it here also. Like, let's keep it local. Like, it's great that they're going overseas, they're doing lots, but what are they doing here?
What's dope is like what I've seen a lot of, like international, like other countries are starting to see South Africa for what it is. Like, they actually are starting to pay attention, they're starting to listen to our music and all that stuff. So they're like, it is getting out to the world. It's just I don't know if we need to find a better way of getting it out there. But, like, people are starting to notice us.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I think the problem is? Like, people in South Africa don't back each other as much as they should. You know what I mean?
Word.
Like, the only reason so many overseas artists make it so big is because we support them more than we do our own people.
True.
So if we could just, like, all come together, back each other's crafts, like, retweet someone's SoundCloud link, stuff like that, then of course we're going to grow to a point where, you know,
catching more followers, actually people seeing what they actually like.
Exactly.
But then another thing is, it also depends on the kind of quality that's being put out. Like, if someone is doing something bad, I'm not just going to tweet it just because
damn African.
Y'all are haters.
It's bad. Yeah, no, but like, I kind of agree with them there. Like, if it's trash, it's trash. Like, I mean, rather you tell them that they need to improve so they get to the point where they need it to be rather than and
another,
backing them.
Another thing is we are sensitive.
Yeah.
Like I
no one likes getting laughed at.
You can't tell someone like this isn't bad without them getting
guys,
offended.
Twitter
and
is
you
a dark
hater.
Place.
Twitter
it's a
is
fun
a
one.
Very
no,
dark
you are not safe.
Yo, Twitter is a very dark place.
No, especially
place.
Black Twitter.
Yeah,
woo, woo,
black
woo,
Twitter
woo.
Will have you.
Like where is white place. Twitter though?
There is no white Twitter.
There is no. Oh, so we have
it's prepaid advertisements. It's sponsored content.
I've never even gotten a whiff of white Twitter, Indian Twitter, Asian Twitter. It's just us.
It's just black.
It's just black people going off at each other.
Yo.
That's true. But
and
I mean,
Uber Facts. Don't forget about
Uber
Facts.
I forgot
a black guy as well. Yeah.
Is it really?
It is a black guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's like a mixed race. I don't. Yeah. I'll call
he's
him.
He's black.
Call him
yeah.
Black.
You'll give it
yeah.
to him.
Yeah. Like the French team.
Yeah, yo,
the
Africa,
the last African team. No, for real, that's Africa light there, dude. For real, the French team was Africa
they have a
light.
Strong
it came home in this cup.
Of Africa.
Yes, a lot of Africans were in that team. Dog.
Okay, so I have a question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
What if you guys could live for 200 years? Like, would you like that?
Yeah. No.
Am I aging?
That's my question too.
Yeah. Am I aging? Cause like I've seen 90-year-old people, and that's just at 90. If I'm aging. At 200, I'm pretty useless.
Like, what are you still doing with yourself?
At that age, I must be useless.
Shit, okay, let's just say you age slower.
Slower.
Yeah, yeah. Then I can consider right, it.
Cool. Yeah, then you have
you
a
age
lot
at
more
half the rate.
Yeah. That would be fun. You have double the time to just do what you want to do. You can actually think shit out. Like, you can think shit through and be like, ah, fuck, I don't want to be that guy.
I mean, I think
or you can be all those guys.
True, that's another thing.
You've got so much damn time.
Exactly.
You can do
but I mean,
everything.
A negative part of that is that you'd have to watch everyone you love die.
That's what I was going to say. No, everyone else
twice.
Ages.
No, but like, twice. Okay, no, but just think about this. So I read an article the other day, and it was speaking about how scientists say that the first people to live to 200 years have already been born.
Oh.
So now imagine that. We are amongst the first people.
Like
to live to 200. We don't know it yet because
we
haven't gotten there yet, dog.
So
that's 10% of most of our lifespans at this moment. Like,
true,
sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
That would be
I just left y'all guys with a bomb
yeah.
there.
Like, we did the math. It's like, god damn.
Okay, so, well, like, as this turns out, Sanlam is turning 100. And, yeah, they're looking ahead to the future. So, the 200-year-old future is like face. It's a podcast, basically. And it's based on Leading Science, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpulwana and Tapela Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. Yeah, 2218. That's in a while. So basically, it's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. So yeah, if you guys are interested on that and want a little, you know, you want to find out a little bit more about that, just head to the 200yearoldlady.co.za to listen, or you can find more at cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Boom, 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 boom.
All right, Trevor. We're gonna have a young music break. Give you guys some fire ass tunes. Ade, what you got lined up for the people, hey?
Dude, there's this new Alphamous song, dude. It's incredible. It's called No Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, ooh, yeah, it's hot. As a motherfucker.
Hey,
what's
oh,
up, y'all?
What's good, baby?
Welcome back, y'all. As you know, this is the Millennial Gen on our usual Friday thing at cliffcentral.com. Yeah, alright, so Banter with the Boys continues. Banter with the Boys
and
Girl. Yes. Banter with the Boys and Girls continues. But we switched up on our guests, so thanks to our last two for coming through. So we have two new people. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Hey.
I'm not actually new, guys. I've been here twice already.
Just say your damn name.
My name's Kudzi. They roasted me last week, if you guys heard. But yeah, I'm back. I'm here to redeem myself. I'm here to redeem myself. I'm back.
All right, welcome. Thank you. Nice to have you. Number two, what's your name, cuz?
Yo, what up, guys? My name is Sabang. Yeah, guys.
What's so funny about that?
Shit.
Already I'm being roasted.
Yeah, I'm not roasting you.
Yes. No, I had to keep up the culture.
No,
you got it, you got it.
Okay, what do you do, Tabang?
Well,
are you also a language consultant?
Hey?
Are you also a language consultant?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. I guess you could call it that. Yeah, but I'm still studying as well. So I'm studying finance.
Ish, another Wait. One.
Currently, I'm doing it through UNISA.
Okay,
so,
okay.
I used to be at UJ.
Okay.
I studied marketing and then kind of wasn't for me. So I just decided to change up and stuff. And
so finance is for you?
Yeah. I've got a passion for finance. I love money. I love numbers. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump into this question because, like, damn, I need to know the answer. I just need to know the answer. So, I even asked my followers on Instagram. I did one of those,
polls.
And I did one of those question thing, like, ask me some questions, you know?
Oh, okay.
So the question
that thing
I was
is
like,
stupid, though, by the way.
I feel like it's so irritating. We're about to use one of the.
Oh, you want to start this again?
Homeboy had some uncomfortable questions.
No, let's just say no one asked you questions.
I think everyone has something against me on this show.
No, that's not how it is. Like, you're just speaking out of turn and forgetting who has the controls to the mic here.
Know your place, player.
Boy, I think it's actually quite interesting because I get my followers to, like, maybe shape kind of the theme of our show.
Yeah.
So I ask them, like, what should we speak about? So it's banter with the boys. So I'll
and
throw
Zinfle.
Out a band.
And Zinfle. Zinfle. Yeah, like.
You're just one of the boys in my eyes.
Yeah.
How it is. So it's like, someone asked, why hoes be hoes? And I was like, damn.
You shit. Mad, bruv?
I tried to answer that question, but I couldn't.
Okay, let's start with this. What is a hoe?
Yeah, let's start
let's
with
start
this.
Let's start there. What is a hoe?
What
Thank
is
you.
A hoe?
A hoe is someone that does the most.
Okay, so I do the most.
No, but
that's even my handle. So
your handle is I do the most.
Zed does the most.
So according to Kudzi,
I'm a hoe.
No. You didn't let me explain.
I'm also trying to make that link right now.
No. Let me explain. You know how? Okay, even though it is like stereotypical and everything, how if a guy gets with like sleeps with like 15 girls, right?
Yeah.
That's chilled. Mm-mm. He's like, yo, this guy peaks. This guy's a sex. You know what I mean? And as soon as a girl does that, she's labeled as a hoe, right? So I'm saying, in terms of society's way of looking at it, a hoe for a woman is someone who sleeps with a lot of guys, like a lot of guys.
And you know what I have to say is stop oppressing women's sexuality.
No.
I mean,
I'm not oppressing. I think guys are hoes as well.
Yeah, guys can
like,
be hoes.
Guys can be hoes
as
well.
Guys are hoes. You just
call the
fuck boys.
Yeah,
you call us fuck boys.
So why don't we call girls fuck girls?
I mean, you can.
What the
it
hell?
It has a roll of the tongue. Also,
yeah,
like.
It doesn't. She's a fuck girl. Nah.
She's a fuck girl. Nah, dude.
No, but I think I get what you're saying because it's used as an oppressive term for women. And like, okay, so I hear that chop. But for men as well, fuck boy is the same thing, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So then should we
thing.
Not stop with that shit as well?
No, because I think girls are still expected to go out with fuck boys, and fuck boys are still seen as attractive, but hoes are
because you guys are the ones that like this. You have a good guy in your face, and you guys are like, nah,
yeah,
I want the guy
actually.
That smokes, and he's wearing a leather jacket with tattoos, and he looks, and you can see that this guy's going to break your heart.
It's
who goes there?
And you guys are
murder like...
And he has
like
a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He goes to the club every single weekend. He's doing the most. You're like, yo, I want that guy.
The thing is, I've seen this shit play out live.
Yes.
Yeah. I've experienced
likewise.
That shit, actually. Yep. I've experienced it. Yep.
A girl gave you bat. Were you the nice guy?
No, okay, well, every guy faces bat first. Though. Everyone gets bat.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
So I'm not scared of getting bat, for real. You can, ha 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 ha. Yeah. So, but next, what I'm saying is, like, we've all faced a situation where you've been too nice to someone and they just don't take you seriously.
Yeah.
So they fuck you over.
Damn. Yeah, so they fuck you over.
They're like, no,
and then
guy,
they go complain about being done by a fuckboy.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
You literally walked into the arms of the fuckboy.
I don't know how to defend the female.
Yeah, that
know,
was that
community.
Was
community.
We kind of just
just cornered. She felt so cornered because everyone's like, nah, but this.
Because I'm also guilty of that, but like, I think it comes with maturity. Like, And bad boys are attractive,
you know.
You
see, so it's your fault.
So you're attracted to them. Then you guys are attracted to them.
And then you're attracted to these guys, and then you're surprised when they do like, dirty. And like, then next girl falls for the exact same thing.
According to Jennifer Lopez,
and then you tweet, men are trash.
Men only become useful after 33.
Oh, hey. Okay, but let me tell you, men are trash, okay?
Yeah, no, but that's... Nah, that, yeah, men, yeah, men are trash, yeah, men are trash, yeah, men are trash, men are trash.
But women, like, this, I don't want to start, like, this conversation and, like, where I'm now that guy that's, like, women are also trash, like saying white lives matter and shit like that, or all lives matter, but, like, at the same time, y'all are trash too.
I mean, you guys, shout out to you guys.
I think the thing is, there's this thing of like kind of a counterculture that's like being brought up now. So it's like, okay, I'm a feminist.
Yeah, you better be. I'm looking at a day right now whilst he talks. Like,
I'm a feminist, like straight up, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
And like, I've had conversations with people and they've been like, no, you can't be a feminist if you're a man.
Which but I like, don't think is true.
I don't think it's true either. And I believe that I'm a feminist because I believe that females should have the same rights as men.
Yeah.
And like, we're equal. So is that not what being a feminist is about?
Yeah.
Mm. So I'd like, for me, I know it's this. The thing is, I know I'm wrong at the same time because...
Are you trying to say that women should be held to the same standards?
Yes.
Yes. That's the same thing. Like, so the term fuckboy and men are trash is used so loosely, and it generally doesn't apply. Like, it applies to one person out of 10, let's say.
No, okay,
but it's like don't run area. And then when the opposite happens, like a girl is called a hoe, not saying that I condone such, but then all of a sudden it's hoo ha.
Like, I feel like, okay, on the men are trash issue, men are trash isn't just about like cheating guys, it's about a bigger thing.
It's about violence,
you know, rape, okay, nothing. Yes. It's about
men
that. Men are indeed trash.
So
when you're talking about like about men and women being like trash, like let's say just like fuck boy, fuck girl type thing. If you're talking about like the cheating, if you're holding them to the like same level in terms of that,
then women are trash as well.
When you talk about that, don't say it like that.
So men are trash is not only about the perpetrators of the act, but also men who just keep quiet, say nothing. Yeah. You guys go out, you know your friends are rapey, and you're just like, oh no,
not calling him out.
You're still trash because you haven't done anything to stop the act.
Yeah.
So if you're not against the act, you're with the act.
Yeah, it's the bystander effect.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Shit.
So, in conclusion, men are trash.
No. But the thing is, this didn't start off with men are trash, and I'd like to point that out.
Yeah.
Like, in no ways am I saying, like, men being called fuckboys is the same as, like, women are trash. Like, no, by no means. Like, it's a whole movement. It's got a deeper meaning. But the whole topic and the question was...
Hoes.
Why hoes be hoes?
Why hoes be hoes?
Daddy issues.
You think so?
They don't have a dad at home, so they want many dads.
Oh no.
They want many dads.
No.
They want all the daddies.
No.
No. Okay, maybe my thing is maybe I know too many hoes.
Yeah, you also know. I know
what is
that
going
Like, dude, was that a philosophical thing? Was that a deep thing?
But I mean, I feel like it goes both ways because I'm sure for just as many hoes, you know, just as many fuckboys.
Exactly.
Okay, that is true. I guess too many fuckboys as well.
I think all these terms should be dropped altogether.
Yes. Yeah,
we should just move towards a better society as one.
Because,
like, these things really create tension between two. Like, it's created such a divide between men and women.
Yes.
But I mean, for some of the shit, it really should. Like, I mean, like this like whole accountability thing that's been happening and been on the up and up. I think that's great. I think we need shit like that. But I think we need to as move together as a society. But like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do we move
treat
forward?
People better?
You
guys,
know?
I think people must just mind their own business. Like, if I want to sleep with 10 people, why do you guys care?
Okay, no, I will do that.
Yes.
But don't now go telling, like, giving some guy this fantasy world where he's this only nigga within 10.
Yes.
Like, don't go.
That's where the problem comes in. Yes.
That's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
So like, by all means. Yeah. Enjoy your sexuality.
Thank you.
But don't go now like trying to fuck around with other people and like, cause that sends people to like bad places.
Yeah, so
that's what turns normal guys into fuck boys.
So just be honest with your intentions.
Same thing with men. Like, that's what turns a lot of guys, I mean a lot of females, into said.
But I think that's exactly that's where hoeing is. Like, if you let's say, sold dreams. Let's say, for instance, me and you and stuff.
Yeah.
So we have something going on, but you still sleeping around with everyone else and stuff. That's where you start hoeing. But if you have no...
If I'm not dating you...
If you're not dating anyone or you're not vibing with anyone, exactly. You're not serious with anyone else. This, that shouldn't be hoeing.
You're living
that's,
your best
that's
life.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're doing what you want to do. It's not a problem.
There's too many people just think that because you're living your best life, now you're hoeing around.
No, and it's not like that.
No, exactly.
Stop catching feelings.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Dog, I was also like, yeah. How do you even respond to such stop catching feelings?
So I think the conclusion is that hoeing is hoeing when someone's feelings are getting played with.
Yeah.
I think that's
no, intentionally.
Yeah.
I feel like
and that
when
goes
there's
both ways.
When there's like, I want to say collusion. I don't think it's collusion. I don't think. What's the word?
Stop using big words.
Just because you don't understand them. Buy a dictionary. Damn. Ooh. I said educating people.
Shots fired.
No, but what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I can't even remember what you said. Man, that was some heat, dog. Damn.
Didn't say apology.
Apology not accepted.
Okay. All right. So I think back to what we were saying. So the answer to the question of why are hoes be hoes, or rather, what is a hoe? Is a hoe is someone who plays with someone's feelings intentionally. So let's just all agree, and we hope our listeners agree. Don't play with people's fucking feelings.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Leave them alone.
I feel like this is a good discussion, though.
Yeah. Same.
Just be honest with people.
Be honest with people. Be honest with yourself.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. I'm gonna go speak to a few of my friends. You know. I feel like they need a bit of a talking.
You and me both, brother. All right, so we have a music break coming up for y'all really quickly. But before that, we wanted to let you know that Lerato Tshabalala is back with a brand new episode today. And on this episode of Living Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters, Lerato chats to Jackie Frost from Denim Furniture and Chantal Jonker, I hope I'm saying that right, from Jonker Interior. I definitely don't think I'm saying that right. Talks about evolving children's spaces from nurseries to spaces fit for toddlers and teenagers. Make sure you get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the better use of space you have, making better use of the space you have, how to make your room more intimate and deco for kids, and so much more. If you're a parent, you won't want to miss this week's show. Living It Up with Lerato Tshabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doorways crying out for some much needed attention? Taylor Blinds and Shutters are a stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality, and style. Pause. I'm not supposed to say pause.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Amen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Can you just stop?
Say shut up.
You know your mics are on, guys, yeah, and you're
like,
busy with doing like little school.
You know you're live.
On
you're
live.
Can I just make an announcement?
Yeah.
Yo, no tea.
Yo. Come on, boy, speak into the mic. Say what you feel, brother.
And someone record this, too.
Pick your mind, dog.
Say what's true to your heart.
Say what you
brother.
Gotta say, young
baby,
man.
Baby, I fell in love with you from the first time I saw you.
Who are you talking to? Who is
nah,
this directed
guys, I'm
to?
I'm just...
That nah. didn't look like a joke to me. Damn, player.
That was 10.
Nah.
Yeah, did you literally stop the entire...
Nah, that was for my crush. That was for my crush.
Is she listening?
Is she listening?
Yeah, she's gonna listen.
She is now.
Damn straight.
Guys,
this is live, dog. I mean, you can't just in jail come and then.
No bones at your door.
That's why we haven't even told her to come.
Yeah.
It's rude, don't you?
So we're not even adding to our listeners and then.
She's gonna listen. She's gonna listen, guys.
All right, whatever you say.
Okay.
Anyways, I even forgot what we was going to talk
about.
Oh, yes.
I will tell you. We're talking about women's rights.
Damn.
Yes.
We think we made the perfect segue into this conversation.
Yes, we did. We needed to.
Yeah. So, women's rights.
What are we saying?
What are we saying about women's rights? Is that our rights are still slacking, guys.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
How can we help? That's, I
damn
feel like that's
going
to be the
do
most important question for us to ask.
Yeah, what
so
can we do?
What can we do as men to help?
I'm sorry, I mean, you just
played any time.
No, like that wasn't supposed to happen. That really wasn't supposed to go down like that. Anyways, yes, what can we do to help?
Okay, so I don't know if you know, but, you know, tax went up. VAT.
Yeah.
Value added tax. Yeah. And
thank you. We were not aware of that. Thank you.
Anyway, so VAT also went up for women's pads, tampons, sanitary stuff, which is whack, guys. Yeah. Like, that's a necessity, you know, like, women don't choose to bleed every month, you know, and now you guys want to make it even harder for us.
Why are you saying you guys like it's us, dog? Why are you
just looking at us like, you guys?
Because you know you're gonna start something. Yeah. Don't react like you know you're going to start something.
Agreed. But I agree. I think those should, first of all, they should be made available at a price that everyone can get.
Not even at a price. Why are they not free?
Yeah, they have to be.
Do you know what's so confusing? They have to be
free. We get free condoms.
And they're flavored. Like, what is that?
They come with the flavorage now.
What?
They come with the strawberry. They come with grape.
Banana.
You guys are bringing out the files.
I don't know these things. I'm a virgin. So I don't know.
I think you just blew the mic.
Is this what you guys were finding out when you did your vlog, man? Is this what you guys...
Well, that was hectic.
I'm sorry. I
think we need to like just redirect the shit.
Yeah. Yes. So the tax. So, but how do you think? What can be a solution to this though? Because I mean, this is a matter that big corporates need to deal with. The companies that make them need to make them freely available. Or the government needs to invest in a company that produces these things at a mass rate.
I mean, do you remember that night we went to in Rosebank? It was that like. It was some entrepreneurs event, and there was that lady that made reusable, like pads, reusable pads that can be used in like the townships.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so like there are people doing
that.
Things.
Actually trying.
The question is like, why don't we all know about it?
Because people want to make money, and.
But the thing is, like, giving back has become something that's almost, it's like its own industry almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it literally is.
You know, like,
give back for clout.
Yeah, yes, obviously. But even, like, a lot of big companies will do these charity initiatives for tax returns.
Yeah, it's necessity now.
You know, like, so, I mean, if these like, in essence, shady things are already being done, why can't that same thing be transferred to making these pads free? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't it become, like, a whole CSI initiative?
Yeah.
So that's a good question. Like, why? I feel like I don't want to ask why isn't someone doing something about it, because I'm sure someone, like, there's gang people trying to do something. But, I'll ask the question again. Like, how do people, like, how isn't this something that's already solved? Like, it feels like, it makes me feel like this country is just so backwards.
But, I mean, it's not just, like it's kind of all over the world. It's a very widely faced issue. But I think it's just not something that, first of all, the media doesn't cover these issues.
It doesn't seem to be like...
Actually, Cosmopolitan magazine started a petition that you guys can sign. This is not an advert.
sounded like an advert.
I know it did. Sorry. They started a petition to actually get free pads in South Africa, so you can like go on there, sign, or donate to the cause. That's a form of media that's trying to do something. But again, you have to look at who reads Cosmopolitan. Exactly. Just women.
Yeah, it's not in a big place where everyone can see it.
I mean, if Cosmopolitan spoke to GQ,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a smarter way of tackling the issue, you know?
Yeah, so we need to, like, send the message.
Sexes,
yeah, there we go. That's
so men just, because I feel like men wouldn't, like, I don't mind contributing towards
it. You guys opposed free pads?
Hey. Nah, dude, you're not.
Like, I did a whole piece at Vits for this shit.
Yeah, you did artwork, guys.
That's so cute.
I'm gonna turn your mic off. Come play these games, Andrew.
Shucks. Okay, so I mean, so like, if you're listening, if you're a big corporate and you're listening, do something about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Help them.
Help them. We need to figure it out. And I think we ourselves as the youth must also come up with an innovative solution.
And sustainable.
Sustainable solution, instead of just saying what the problem is. We need to try and figure out a solution.
Yeah, we're not the DA out here.
Yes, so that is my challenge.
Is that shade?
Shouting the problem.
Is that shade?
Not solving the problem, just shouting at the problem.
Oh my gosh.
That was definitely shade.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna start my own political party.
Sure.
Okay.
Dude, that's a bit scary.
Yeah.
That's
not supporting that one.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
For real.
Sorry.
Okay, in the dying minutes, the question that I asked you guys, I sent you this question earlier. The best and the worst things about South Africa. But from a good perspective, emphasis on the best. Do you guys have some solid answers?
Tabang, boy.
Oh, yes. No.
Shout out. Yeah, I'm blind. No, I'm playing. Okay. For me personally, I think the best thing about South Africa is our culture, guys. Like, we're so diverse. We've got, like, so many different languages. We've got so much going on in this country. So that just, like, leads us and gives us, like, a gateway, an opportunity to do so much out there, you know?
Without appropriating people's cultures, yes.
Yeah. But we also have to... You know, it's like we have to show people like what we're trying to do here, you know? Yeah, that's what I think is the best thing about SA personally.
And
it was good.
For me, basically, what I've seen just over the couple of years is just the youth is finally actually getting a voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They actually are able to voice their opinions, their concerns.
Preach.
Everything. So they're able to, you know... Speak to people, you know, whatever problems you have, and try get to a solution.
And be taken seriously.
Exactly. Be taken seriously. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Be taken seriously.
I mean, we might have to fuck shit up sometimes.
Exactly.
They're listening.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that. I can't remember what school it was. I think it was Parktown.
Yeah.
With the Afro, the girl.
Yeah, they really got
taken seriously, and that was a major thing, you know.
Even fees must fall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our youth doesn't play around, guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So we're forced to be reckoned.
We finally have a voice, you know.
I think I agree 100%.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm happy about that shit.
We have a whole show right here dedicated to the youth.
We have a voice.
Yeah.
So if you are people out there who want a voice, hit us up on Instagram, on Twitter. Instagram, it is The Millennial Gen 2 N's 2 L's, correct? No.
Yeah, no. Yes. You were right, bro.
Yes, sorry, I started to dumb myself. Damn. Twitter, it's the same. Facebook, wherever. Just find us.
Now, Twitter, there's no E and Gen. It's just G-N.
G-N.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I stand corrected.
Yeah, thank you. So, to our guests, because I think we've just about run out of time. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys plug yourself? Where can they find you on Instagram, Twitters, all the types of social medias? Come on, guys.
But
tell
not,
us where they can
not
find
not Snapchat.
You.
And where's the horn? Where's the horn?
After it went off, that at a very inappropriate moment, I was like, hell no.
You guys can find me at quids_msebenzi on Instagram and Twitter.
For me also Instagram and Twitter, it's at This Is Tabang.
Okay.
So guys.
What about Malum Tabang? Where's that one?
It's gone.
That one's gone. I had to change. I had to switch up.
All right, guys. So from us here at the Millennial Gym, it's your boy Adeyao, aka Your Majesty, on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Did you know it's your boy at Kanye Palmer on everything? Thank you so much for tuning in.
And lastly, Zed Does The Most, Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, y'all. So once again, thank you so much. We appreciate all our guests for coming in today. If you have any questions or if you want to contribute your opinion to said narrative, hit us up on the social medias that we mentioned. But other than that, I wish you guys love, light, and just a spectacular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Some more. It rains. It pours. It rains. It pours. Yo, we actually have more for y'all.
We were joking. We were joking.
Yeah. Squish up.
This is a special edition.
Yes.
You know, we have an edition at the end of the show.
A whole reboot.
Mm. All right, y'all. So why don't you introduce yourself, my G?
I go by the name of MTC Quaker. And I'm the founder of Creatives Mercado.
Oh, yeah, man. We're happy to have you here. Why don't you tell us a bit about Creative Mercado?
Oh, Creatives Mercado is a digital platform that showcases the growing movement of urban culture, as well as giving upcoming artists a chance to show their work to the world.
Ah, that's dope, dude. That's actually very similar to what we're doing here at the Millennial Gym. So, I mean, where can people find you on Instagram and all of that stuff?
Oh, we have a website, the platform, where we showcase all these things.
The artists.
We showcase all things visual from music, art, fashion, and photography.
Oh, that's swag.
Yeah, so it's www.creativesmercado.co.za.
That's really cool.
On Instagram, We are at creatives_Makado on Twitter, as creatives_M on Facebook, is creatives_Makado.
Wait, how long have you guys been going for, and where are you based?
Oh, like, well, we have two studios. We're based in Limpopo, in Makado, in Lustrishad, Makado, and also in Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
Center.
So you guys have like, quite a few locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only have two studios for now. We've been doing this since 2014.
So do you guys have like a lot of musicians that you guys...
Yes, we have worked with a lot of artists in the come up.
So how do I, as a creative, get onto your platform? Like,
just through the website.
Yeah, like what we do is we have two things on our company.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have services.
Yeah.
And we also have the platform.
Yeah.
So with services, it's not free, awesome. And with the platform, it's free. So the artists just send us an email at creativesmakado@gmail.com, and we'll take it from then. They send us their music or their work. Let's say they're a painter or any craft that they do. They can send us their work and we review it, and then we feature them on our platform.
Hey, that's really dope. That's really dope.
Alright, dude. Man. Well, unfortunately, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much for coming in. If you people, you heard it here first. Shout out Creatives Makado. Again, we say, I hope you have a spectacular weekend, y'all. What we got lined up for them, Ade?
Shh, boy, you know we got some Saba.
Ooh.
You know, I love me some Saba on a Friday.
Yeah, dog. Perfect way to end the Friday, dog. Hit him with that Saba, right, son.
Well, enough from us. We are.
This is CliffCentral.com.